Good morning. Welcome to church online, wherever you may be, whatever you're doing this morning. Trust that you've been blessed in these difficult times. It's so important we have people we can turn to. Although we can't meet physically as a church, we can still meet spiritually, church without walls. In many ways, it may be a way of getting people, members of our family, to listen in to the service who might not normally come to church. There's good in everything. God has it all in hand. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your provision and your protection. We thank you, Lord, for our families. We pray, Lord, you bless them and keep them safe. Father, we just pray you bless your word to us this morning. And that, Lord, you bring glory to your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. I'm reading from the New King James because that's the interpretation or translation that I prefer. And it's John 11, verses 1 to 13. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, and his brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, him whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days where he was in the place. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let's go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of the world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I might wake him. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. There is nothing as wonderful than at the end of the day to have a place called home. A place to take your shoes off, lock the door, relax, find peace, quiet and understanding. I'm one of those people, I cannot relax until I take my shoes off. Just one of those things I've always done. I find I can relax far better when I have my shoes off. It is true, there is no place like home. Jesus had nowhere to call home, nowhere to lay his head. So to have a place where he could always be welcome and rest was especially pleasing. In the home of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, he had such a place. There he had three people who loved him, and as we've already read, he loved them, and he could find release from the pressure of life and have time to himself. Very important that we find time for ourselves. It doesn't matter who we are, well, our position, or how important we are, we must find time for ourselves. You see, I believe, especially if we had a family, it's so important to spend time with our family. It's God first, then your family, then the church. That is the divine order. We have to have time to come apart and just relax. If we are too busy working for God that we have no time for God, then we are too busy. We all have to have time to stand, step apart. Jesus said to his disciples, come apart and rest a while. And Jesus himself used to go up into the mountains and spend nights in prayer to his Father, but also time of relaxing. The greatest gift we can give to another human being isn't money. It is love and understanding. We are to give to hospitality because we never know when we might be entertaining angels unaware. Angels do not have wings, so you're not going to recognise them. Do you realise that? Nowhere in the Bible will you see that angels had wings. It doesn't have to be a five-star hotel, just a place that's comfortable to rest your head. And that is just what Jesus found at the home of Lazarus, Mary and Martha. This is the same Mary who poured oil on Jesus. Lazarus had become ill. We don't know what it was, what caused it, we just know he was ill. And his sister sent a message to Jesus that there was a need. They knew who to go to when they had a need. And we can go to Jesus when we have a need. Notice they didn't send for Jesus to come. They knew there was no reason. If he wanted, he could just send his word and that would be sufficient. Rest in that. If you are in need, if you're going through a difficult situation or circumstance, tell Jesus and leave it with him. The fact of human need brings Jesus to our side. For isn't that or cause him to leave heaven and come to the aid of fallen man. When Jesus came to Bethany, he knew whatever was wrong, he had the power to deal with it. And it's so reassuring. Whatever is wrong with your life, your situation, Jesus has the power to deal with it. Then Jesus says this. This is happening for God's glory. Someone is ill, and this is happening for God's glory. It's hard at times. The mortgage isn't paid. The bills are piling up. Someone in the family is ill. You've lost your job. To understand how God can receive glory. But it's true. You see, when we go through situations that require a miracle, and that miracle happens, and only God could have done that miracle, then of course the glory goes to God. And that was true in a double sense, and Jesus knew it. First, the cure of Lazarus would enable people to see the power of God in action. Second, there was even more than that to it. Time and again in John's Gospel, Jesus talked about glory being connected to the cross. Jesus said in chapter 12, verse 23, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Clearly, he was talking about going to the cross and dying. So when Jesus said the healing, well, by now, the rising of Lazarus would glorify him. He was saying he was fully aware he had to go to Bethany and raise Lazarus. And in doing so, it would actually take him a step nearer to his enemies, the Pharisees and the rulers of the temple, and would actually take him a step nearer to the cross. Jesus knew the cost of helping, but was still prepared to pay. For Jesus, there was no glory without the cross. And what was true about Jesus is true about us. Whatever Jesus did in his life, preaching, his miracles, his healings, none of them were comparisoned to him going to the cross of Calvary and dying. But that was why he came into the world, and that was what was going to bring him true glory. Why did Jesus stay where he was for 2 whole days before going to Lazarus? See, Jesus did nothing for the effect. There was a number of reasons. First, it was so there could be no doubt that Lazarus was dead. Remember, when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. He was now buried. And even more than that, he was now beginning to smell. So he was beginning to rot. So there could be no doubt that Lazarus was dead. Second, it would make the miracle even greater. Third, John tells it is to show that Jesus always takes action on his own initiative. In his time, he would not be pressurized by others. He was master of his own actions, could never be forced into what man might demand from him. But when he was ready, he would act. You remember the story of Jesus' first miracle at the marriage of Cana in Galilee, where they ran out of water, out of wine. His mother came and said they've ran out of wine. And Jesus said to her, "Why are you troubling me? My time is not yet." If you are seeking and praying about something, always remember, be prepared to wait. God will answer in his time, and that will always be on time. God is always right, and he's never late. In my Christian experience, I have found that I'm one of these people who has to pray quite a long time before I get an answer from God. But looking back, I can truly say that God has always answered my prayers. And although at the time I thought maybe it was the wrong time, I look back and I realise it was God's time and it was the right time. Some Christians seem to get instant answers to the prayers. Why that is, I don't know. We leave that to God. If you are seeking and praying something, just remember that, that God will answer in his time. We want God to do things our way. The lesson is this: we must leave him to do things in his way and in his time. Never restrict God to how you want him to answer your prayer. Never say, "Lord, please do this and do it in that way." Just pray about it and let God do it in his time and his way. Jesus tells the disciples in verse 7, "Let's go back." "But Lord," they say, "they tried to kill you." Then Jesus said something of great truth. "Are there not 12 hours in the day? The days of the week are fixed. The hours of the days are fixed. Nothing can shorten them and nothing can make them longer. In God's economy of time, we have 70 years and 10. 70 years. For some, it's less. For others, it's more. I've known many great men of God who died in their 40s and even 50s. I've known some great men of God who lived to the 90s. I remember one that lived over 100 who used to come to Oasis Church a few years ago. We don't know when our time will be. Only God knows. But we must be ready and we must work while there is light, because tonight will come when we can't work, or when we are taken out of the world. When the Spirit of God is then removed, and darkness will descend, and how gross will be that darkness. I believe every one of us has a task to perform for God, which is different to anyone else. And we have to be sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. In the day, there is time to do everything that needs doing. without panic. But a day is a day and cannot be extended. Time wasted can never be reclaimed. The Jewish day was divided into 12 equal hours, sunrise to sunset. Jesus is saying, work before it's too late, and the day of grace begun. This situation that we're going through at the moment, this virus, I believe it is the beginning of sorrows. That means that our time is quickly running short. And our day of being able to work will be gone, and the day of grace will be gone. Let's be sure that when our night comes, our work is done, we have no regrets, and we are well done, good and faithful servant. There is another meaning. Jesus is the light of the world. While he is here, we have light. We're able to see where we go. The night is life without Christ, a life dominated by evil. In John 13, verse 30, we read that Judas, having received the bread, went out, and it was night. Why was that put there? It was night. There was no need. He just said, Judas went out. Judas walked away to betray Jesus into the night. The night is the time when people go from Christ. And when they do, it is always that they're going into the night. Judas walked away from Jesus. He walked away into the physical, natural light. He also walked away into the spiritual light and into spiritual darkness. When we walk away from Christ, it is always night. Jesus says something quite simple, but it gets misunderstood. Jesus explains so the disciples can understand. Jesus says that Lazarus is sleeping, and the disciples say, that's good, we know if someone is ill and they sleep, they recover much quicker. But Jesus was not talking about physical sleep. He was talking about death. See, the word sleep in the Bible has a much deeper and more significant meaning. In Scripture, it means death. Jesus said Jairus' daughter was sleeping. She was dead. When Stephen was stoned to death, it says he fell asleep. And that's all death is to the Christian. We fall asleep and we wake with Christ. Then Jesus plainly says Lazarus is dead. And that for their sakes, the disciples' sakes, he was glad he wasn't there. Because they will now witness an event that they will never forget, would make their faith stronger. Words may fail. We can tell people about what God has done for us, and we know it's true, but they might just think that we are mad, or they might just take no notice. But when someone sees a miracle, they can't deny it. And so therefore, this is what Jesus is saying to the disciples. I'm glad that you are not there, because you're going to see something that will truly astound you and make your faith stronger. Lazarus was dead. People cannot argue against God in action. The death of Lazarus brought a crisis to those whom Jesus loved. The man of the house was dead, probably the breadwinner. What would become of Mary and Martha? Would they be sold into slavery? Would they have to start working, perhaps knitting or sewing or embroidering? Would they have to go back and live with their families? Who was to know? The breadwinner was dead, and in those days, of course, men were the breadwinner. Men were the ones who went to work, and the women, to a large extent, at the start of time, or perhaps just tend the farm or whatever gardens they had to provide with them for food. But it was the men who would provide the wages and provide the money. So what would become of Mary and Martha? How would they manage? But Jesus was glad because he gave them the opportunity to show the power of God. For us, a crisis, whether it's us or someone we know, is an opportunity for us to tell them what God can do. It's an opportunity for God to display his power to those who don't believe. Jesus was always in control. He knew the mind of the Father. He knew the right time and the right place to be. When we come to that place where we realise that God is always in control, then it takes away a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and a lot of worry. It gives us an opportunity to tell others about what God has done and let God show them what he's able to do. So in closing, what have we learned? First of all, we've learned that we need to be hospitable, obviously with wisdom. I know some people on the streets of Redditch today who have their own home and their own flats, but they'll sit down in the town and make out they've got nothing. I know others who are genuinely homeless, circumstances beyond their control. I will often give them a sandwich or a drink. I will never give them money ever. So, but we have to be hospitable. But obviously, I've just said we have to be wise. Then Jesus will always answer our prayer and always on time. He has the power to deal with any need. Any need. We need to be spending our time working for God. What is he still doing? For the night is coming, when the darkness will descend upon this earth, the church will be taken out, and there are those who will be left behind. We need to work while it is still day, but we also need to find time for ourselves and come before God. Then those who die in Christ only sleep. Those who die in Christ, all it is the body goes to the grave or the furnace, but the spirit goes to Christ, and so we're ever with Christ. We die, when we die in Christ, we only sleep. The resurrection day is coming when we'll be raised in newness of life. Amen. God bless.